Okay, the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 6 is where we begin. And Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, set your face against the mountains of Israel. Prophesy against them and say, O mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Sovereign Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to the mountains and hills, to the ravines and valleys. I'm about to bring a sword against you, and I will destroy your high places. And the big reason Israel was being punished was their sin of idolatry, which took place on these high places. And so the reason God told Ezekiel to prophesy in the direction of the hills is that that is where most of the idolatry took place. Verse 4. Your altars will be demolished and your incense altars will be smashed. And I will slay your people in front of your idols. I will lay the dead bodies of the Israelites in front of their idols, and I will scatter your bones around your altars. And the altars of the false gods will be destroyed, and the people who worship there will be killed. 6. Wherever you live, the towns will be laid waste, and the high places demolished, so that your altars will be laid waste and devastated, your idols smashed and ruined, your incense altars broken down, and what you have made wiped out. Your people will fall slain among you, and you will know that I am the Lord. And as I mentioned earlier, the high places, I didn't mention this, but they were basically platforms on which the altars were built. And God will destroy those platforms and the altars on them, and through that show that he alone is God, and he is the one who is in charge. Verse 8, but I will spare some, for some of you will escape the sword when you are scattered among the lands and nations. Every one of the Israelites deserved to die because of their sin, but God will graciously spare a few. 9. Then in the nations where they have been carried captive, those who escape will remember me, how I have been grieved by their adulterous hearts, which have turned away from me, and by their eyes, which have lusted after their idols. They will loathe themselves for the evil they have done and for all their detestable practices. And they will know that I am the Lord. I did not threaten in vain to bring this calamity on them. Those few Israelites who will survive in exile will remember what terrible sinners they had been, and how the nation brought disaster on itself with its wickedness. 11. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Strike your hands together and stamp your feet and cry out, alas, because of all the wicked and detestable practices of the house of Israel. For they will fall by the sword, famine, and plague. He that is far away will die of the plague, and he that is near will fall by the sword. And he that survives is spared will die of famine. So I will spend my wrath upon them, and they will know that I am the Lord, when their people lie slain among their idols, around their altars on every high hill, and on all the mountain tops, under every spreading tree, and every leafy oak, places where they offered fragrant incense to all their idols. And so there will be nowhere to escape the holy anger of God. Wherever they run, disease will follow. And those who live through it will know that God is the one who did it and will know why God did it. Verse 14. And I will stretch out my hand against them and make the land a desolate waste from the desert to Diblah. Wherever they live, then they will know that I am the Lord. The whole country will be punished. No area of Israel will escape. Chapter 7, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, this is what the sovereign Lord says to the land of Israel. The end has come upon the four corners of the land, and that simply means the entire nation. The end is now upon you, and I will unleash my anger against you. I will judge you according to your conduct and repay you for all your detestable practices. I will not look on you with pity or spare you. I will surely repay you for your conduct and the detestable practices among you. Then you will know that I am the Lord. God said, the end has come. God judged them, and God punished them, and they deserved what they got. Verse 5. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Disaster. An unheard of disaster is coming. The end has come. The end has come. It has roused itself against you. It has come. Doom has come upon you, you who dwell in the land. The time has come. The day is near. There is panic, not joy, upon the mountains. You know, there comes a point when it is too late to turn back to God. Israel will experience that. People experience that today. God warns, and they continue to ignore. And there comes a point where there is no turning back. God's judgment will hit, and nothing will stop it. 8. I'm about to pour out my wrath on you and spend my anger against you. I will judge you according to your conduct and repay you for all your detestable practices. I will not look on you with pity or spare you. I will repay you in accordance with your conduct and the detestable practices among you. Then you will know that it is I, the Lord, who strikes the blow. The day is here. It has come. Doom has burst forth. The rod has budded. Arrogance has blossomed. Violence has grown into a rod to punish wickedness. None of the people will be left. None of that crowd. No wealth. Nothing of value. Sin had really become worse than ever. It had just continued to get worse and worse, and God could not let it continue anymore. That's why he said, the end has come. Verse 12. The time has come, the day has arrived. Let not the buyer rejoice, nor the seller grieve, for wrath is come upon the whole crowd. The seller will not receive or recover the land he has sold as long as both of them live, for the vision concerning the whole crowd will not be reversed. Because of their sins, not one of them will preserve his life. Normal life will be out the window once God starts punishing. No buying, no selling, no nothing. 14. Though they blow the trumpet and get everything ready, no one will go into battle, for my wrath is upon the whole crowd. Outside is the sword, inside are plague and famine. Those in the country will die by the sword, those in the city will be devoured by famine and plague. All who survive and escape will be in the mountains, moaning like doves of the valley, each because of his sin. And so the people will be too weak to fight. No food means no strength. Death will be everywhere. And anyone who does survive will be spending their time moaning and crying. 17. Every hand will go limp, and every knee will become as weak as water. They will put on sackcloth and be clothed with terror. Their faces will be covered with shame, and their heads will be shaved. They will throw their silver into the streets, and their gold will be an unclean thing. Their silver and gold will not be able to save them in the day of the Lord's wrath. They will not satisfy their hunger or fill their stomachs with it, for it has made them stumble into sin. They were proud of their beautiful jewelry and used it to make their detestable idols and vile images. Therefore, I will turn these things, or I will turn these into an unclean thing for them. I will hand it all over to, over as plunder to foreigners and as loot to the wicked of the earth, and they will defile it. I will turn my face away from them, and they will desecrate my treasured place. Robbers will enter it and desecrate it. And their money, as God mentions here, will be useless in the day of judgment. Its silver and gold is useless. If that's all you've taken to your grave, forget it. Because only spiritual wealth can save from God's wrath, and the Israelites are flat broke in that department because they've lived an entirely unrighteous life for a long, long time. 23. Prepare chains, because the land is full of bloodshed, and the city is full of violence. I will bring the most wicked of the nations to take possession of their houses. I will put an end to the pride of the mighty, and their sanctuaries will be desecrated. Now, God's going to use the most wicked of all nations, Babylon, to punish his people. They're going to win the war. They're going to win the war because God is judging. And so he can use even a very ungodly bunch of people to punish his people. It's not that the ungodly are any better than his people. It's just that they are his rod of correction. And it says in verse 25, when terror comes, they will seek peace, but there will be none. That's because there is no peace, saith the Lord, for the wicked. Calamity upon calamity will come, and rumor upon rumor. And then they will try to get a vision from the prophet. The teaching of the law by the priest will be lost, as well as the counsel of the elders. The king will mourn. The prince will be clothed with despair, and the hands of the people of the land will tremble. I will deal with them according to their conduct, and by their own standards I will judge them. Then they will know that I am the Lord. And so in the day of God's wrath, the prophets will pray, but there will be no answer. It's too late for answers to prayer. At that point, hope is gone. They push God too far. And he's been pushed over the edge, and he's reached the place of no return. We'll pick it up in chapter 8 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.